Well, of course, love some Chiefs as well. Danny Wilniak, KCTV 5 sports director, now joins us and is powered by Xfinity Internet. Stay connected with Wi-Fi coverage that delivers the speed you need to power all of your devices. All right, Danny, good morning. Great to have you on. The Chiefs are trying to get back on track here. It feels like they're back on track after last week, but obviously a much tougher matchup Sunday against the Bills. But what are you optimistic about coming out of that Eagles victory?
You know, there's quite a few things that I come out of that game pretty optimistic about. And I'm going to start with the offense, because I know that people have in Kansas City have been a little bit hesitant, maybe, to say that it feels like flashes of 2018, because, you know, the defense can't seem to stop anybody and the offense just puts up points and puts up yards. But I really liked the fact, A, that Patrick utilized multiple receivers. I think he hit 7 or 8 different receivers last week, but they scored touchdowns on 6 of their 7 possessions. So you know that they've fixed the mental mistakes. Patrick had 1 interception, but if you're going to score 5 touchdowns, you're probably going to have, you know, a turnover within that, but you don't have the ones that completely turn the game and are mental mistakes that you can't come back from. So I think that was big. The Chiefs had fewer penalties. And then it was a balanced offense, which I thought was really important, because you talk about the yards that they put up, you talk about the passing touchdowns, but then they had 200 plus yards on the ground, and you've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire working and moving and flowing, because he's had back-to-back weeks of over 100 plus yards rushing. And so I think that's really good for his confidence moving forward, noting that the running backs have a little bit more of a say and are a little bit more well-utilized on this Chiefs offense.
Well, Danny, speaking of that offense, possibly another option at wide receiver this weekend with Josh Gordon being signed. Now, people that don't know, the dude has been suspended 8 times during his career. Andy Reid, I don't want to say he likes these kind of players, but he's open to rehabbing and rebuilding these kind of players. Is that something he is once again comfortable doing here with Josh Gordon? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think the big thing with this Josh Gordon signing is that it's a why not signing. You know, like, you're not going to lose anything because of signing him, and the upside is huge. I mean, when I say that, you mentioned that he's been suspended. 5 of those times have been due to the substance abuse policy in the National Football League. But the Andy Reid philosophy is the second chance philosophy. And I think that he's going to have this opportunity within a really good system, a really good organization that can keep him on track off the field. And then on the field, he simply has too much to lose to throw that all away. This is another opportunity. This is a chance to go back to a Super Bowl, to win a championship with a team. And I think that Mahomes and Kelce and Hill have a really, really strong leadership bond that build people up and keep them on track. So he's huge. I mean, I was out there watching him at practice this week, and it's crazy to say that he does kind of have the build like a Calvin Johnson, and Andy's optimistic about him. The players are optimistic about him. Travis Kelce, if it's saying anything, says that he hasn't seen a receiver run routes as beautifully as Josh Gordon does. And so I think that's saying a lot to have a true X and a guy that can just, you know, basically go up and win those one-on-one battles with defensive backs. I think it's going to be huge for this offense as long as he comes to play. And Andy said that he's picking up the offense almost faster than he thought he would, because a lot of the lingo is the same, having played in Cleveland under a similar.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Rich. Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Offensive scheme.
Interesting. Danny Wilniak, KCTV 5 on the Chiefs. All right. We know the Bills. We know this, obviously, rematch from last year's AFC title game. The Bills are 3-1 on the season. What should concern Chiefs fans the most about what Buffalo brings to this game on Sunday night?
Well, Josh Allen can kill you with both his ability to run and his ability to pass. He's got 9 touchdowns this year, and he's actually 5th in the NFL with that regard, but then also 4th among quarterbacks when it comes to rushing yards. He's got about 130. So he is going to keep the defense very honest and very much on their toes, and that's something that the Chiefs defense has struggled with up to this point. So hopefully they can make one more stop than the offense is scoring. And I hate sounding like a coach, but the Chiefs just have to score more points than the Bills do in this game. And they're going to be coming into Arrowhead out for blood because of that AFC Championship game. And they believe that the road to the Super Bowl now goes through Buffalo rather than Arrowhead. And so this is a really, really big statement game because the Chiefs need to win this game. But also the Bills believe that they are the next generation, that they are the next team that's going to take over and be dominant in the AFC. So that's one of the things that Chiefs fans need to be a little concerned about. Maybe also that this is one of the top defenses in the National Football League. And so if anybody's going to slow down the Chiefs offense and their explosion, it could be this team. They've shut out 2 of their 4 opponents this year, and are allowing a league best, or league worst, I guess, however you want to look at it, 11 points per game. So they're really, really good at slowing down explosive offenses. We'll have to see if they can do that against the Chiefs. Hopefully not, because, you know, Mahomes and company are at a different level, but those would be the 2 things that I'd watch out for.
So does this feel like a 42-40 or 45-42 kind of game then to you, Danny, and last man with the balls, you know, got the best chance to win?
You know, I would always kind of say that's the case with Patrick Mahomes at the helm, but I do think that Josh Allen's going to want to prove a point, and he wants to prove, you know, that he's better than Mahomes, and Patrick just does what he does. So I would not be surprised if it's a very high-scoring game like that, but I also know that the Bills' defense is really good. So I think it'll probably be high 30s for sure.
What about Chris Jones, injury-wise? What's the deal there on the defensive line?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because he's been out of practice all week. And the thing that was very telling for me was Andy Reid said that his wrist injury was kind of a distraction, that it felt more so from the comments that it almost was something that he wanted to step away from and kind of get his, not only his body, but his mind right this week. And so hopefully it's nothing that's going to keep him out, because he has been very good on the defensive line, despite, you know, a lot of people talking about how they'd rather have him at tackle than end. But he's so valuable on that line that you've got to have him out there. And on top of it, you get so many other guys back, so many other key pieces on the defense that weren't in last week, even the week before, you know, because it's been so plug and play and mix and match. And so if you get guys like Frank Clark back, Charvarius Ward back, Rashad Fenton back, maybe, even Willie Gay back here soon, you're going to have a much better looking defense. And so I think Chris Jones plays a big part in that.
Danny Wolniak, KCTV5 sports director. All right, Danny, always good to have you on. Hopefully chatting on Monday after a great win. Always appreciate the time.
Yeah, I think so too. Hopefully it is another victory Monday here in Chiefs Kingdom. So go Chiefs. Thanks, Pete.
You bet. Danny Wolniak on KCMO Talk Radio.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.